Oh, yeah, that was God of Every Story by Laura Story. And we had the pleasure of talking with Laura today. Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing all right here.
Wonderful.
We find you at home in Atlanta, or where are you at right now?
I am, yes. Fortunately, I am at my home in Atlanta. And it's chilly here, though. It got a lot colder than I was anticipating. It's in like the 30s today.
Oh, no. Well, I tell you, we've had some snow, so what can I say?
I know, so I can't really complain.
You know, that song, God of Every Story, when you're talking about Martin, and,
yes.
You know, I don't know how many of our listeners realize that that's your husband, and that's something that you've really lived. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with him and how things are going right now?
Yes. So Martin and I have been married for about 12 years now. Good grief, it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been married for about 12 years, and within the first couple years of our marriage, Martin actually was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and that was tough news for us to hear because we just had so many plans that we were excited about, and what we found is that, you know, God's plan was so different for our lives than we ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still been sweet, and there's been a lot that we've experienced that that we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have known that intimacy of trusting the Lord if it hadn't have been for walking that hard road. And I think that we're better people for it.
Mm. But it was a hard road, and it still is a hard road, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. But even the hard roads, you know, God uses those things to build character, to show us how important, you know, how precious life is, how precious the, you know, community is, and to show us what it really looks like to depend on Him for our needs.
You know, as I was thinking last night about talking with you today, I was thinking, you know, when God doesn't fix it, and you've written a book with that title, but you
yes.
know, often that's what we are left with, you know, and when we're young, I think, at least for me and my faith, and thinking that God works all things together for good for those who love Him. And my
yes.
idea of good, especially back then,
exactly
was so much different than it is now, and so much different than God's idea of good.
Yeah, and it's certainly not a wrong expectation to expect for Him to do good. You know, He's a God that offers us life abundant, and,
mm-hmm.
but it's us making sure that we don't take our cultural expectations or our Western expectations and think that good looks like health, wealth, and prosperity. It doesn't
right.
always look like that. It doesn't always look like temporal comfort. You know, you look at the story of the disciples. These are guys that followed Jesus, and 11 of the 12 of them were martyred for their faith. And so it's not necessarily that God blesses us with comfort this side of heaven, but I believe He gives us something that's much richer than
mm-hmm.
anything that we could fathom. And there's a true spiritual gift that comes when we follow Jesus and say, you know, my life is yours, and do with it what you will.
Yeah, and it's a much greater good, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, you talked to that song about your first little baby girl, but since then you've had twins. So tell us how the kiddos are doing.
Yes. So Josie is 4.5,
wow.
and the boys are 2.5. So it's been a crazy ride having three kids within 2 years. But, man, they are wonderful, and they travel on the road with me.
Oh, so they do? How does that work out?
Come out crazy.
Yeah.
Completely crazy. But we have a wonderful time, and it really is a neat way to get to do life and ministry. It's certainly different than what I thought my life would look like, but man, it's been so sweet.
You know, so often that's true. We have this idea of what life is going to look like, and you know, that's often is shattered, like it was in the first few years of your marriage, and then how everything has just changed so dramatically. But like you said, it's very, very sweet. There's a sweetness in that. And when you have that intimacy with God, when you're leaning on Him and He's all you've got to lean on, you know, there
that's
is
so
nothing
true.
Else.
That's so, so true.
So for the young moms out there, how do you balance it all? How do you balance ministry and motherhood and everything that you're doing?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I do it better than, some days I do it better than other days.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you should never sacrifice your family for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But you should always expect for your family to make sacrifices for ministry. Because that's how you teach your children to prize the Lord. That's how you teach them that it's a good thing to give their life, not just to Jesus, but to the things that Jesus cares about. You know, when I... when I tell my kids, like, it's, whenever I do have to leave them behind, they get so sad. But I'll say, you know, mommy's going to tell some people about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And for them to know that that really is the most important thing to me, you know, that there's someone that even comes above them. And that's a tough thing because, man, I love my kids. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love having them along with me, just on mission as a family for the cause of Christ. But yeah, balance is always a tough thing. I think it's just making sure we're doing what's best for our kids, not necessarily what they want us to do in the moment. And that can be really hard as a mom because, man, I hate seeing those little droopy eyes when I walk out the door. but I know that what I'm doing is important. And even me being gone for those reasons, that's teaching them something about what is most important to me.
Mm-hmm. Powerful life lessons. Well, you have a brand new album out, Open Hands. Tell us about that.
I do, yes. Open Hands released just a few days ago, actually. And it's about just the theme of what the Lord's been teaching me lately. Just that it's not so much what we do in life, but how we do what we do in life. You know, there's so much about our lives that we can't control. And for us, that's been, you know, my husband's health and whatever it is, you know, where life, you know, kind of throwing you that curveball, it's we either can respond with clenched fists with anxiety,
mm-hmm.
or we can release that thing into God's hands and say, I'm going to choose to trust you, you know, and saying, okay, this wasn't part of my plan, but that God allowed it for a reason. And so just surrendering into him and saying, Lord, I believe you're going to give me the faith to walk this out, you know, even in the situation that I didn't plan for.
Mm. And it can be so hard when we're fighting it, you know, and we're just trying to hold on and we're fighting against it and we don't like it. But there's a peace that comes when we finally accept and surrender to the Lord and to his plan, isn't there?
Absolutely, there really is. And I'd say that that's the best peace to know, because it's a peace that no one can take it away from you. Like, it's one thing to have peace when everything's going your way. That's not really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But having that peace when things are tough, that's a peace that I would say is a supernatural peace.
It is. It's that peace that passes all understanding, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've been playing the title track for a while, Open Hands with Mac Powell on that one. Tell us about the other tracks on the new album.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, we had such a fun time making the CD. And so it really, a lot of the songs are, you know, some are corporate worship songs. As a worship leader, I always want to put some songs on there that I can be singing with my congregation here, as well as some more intimate songs, you know, just kind of personal worship songs.
Okay, well, we're going to go out with the song Open Hands. But, Laura, I want to thank you for your time today, and our prayers are with you and your family and with you as you're ministering on the road. We just really are grateful for your ministry. We value your ministry and all that you do.
Man, same thing with you guys. So appreciate what you guys do to bless your community and your listeners.
Thank you. Well, you want to intro your song Open Hands for us?
Absolutely. This is for anyone that is struggling to try to control the things in their life. My prayer is that you would open your hands not only to let go of the things that are only God's to worry about, but also to receive those blessings that he can give you.